poor college lacrosse player. He can't play because his head's too big. They don't make a
helmet his size.
They don't make a helmet his size, so
they won't let him Frankenstein one together.
So what now? What is he going to end up doing?
Well, there's a local company that is hustling to make one for him right now.
A regulation lacrosse helmet.
He's back at Wheaton College, Division III lacrosse player.
All right, now Michael's in Oak Harbor, and he's got a story about a guy in the military. In the Navy, I take it, Michael, is that right?
That's correct.
And the guy's name is, his nickname is Big Old Head.
Private Big Old
when
Head.
He first,
yeah,
when he first got to the squadron,
yeah.
He was on flight, and they tried getting a helmet in the inventory, and none of them were big enough to, because they had to, they custom mold it to your head, and none of them were big enough to put the mold in. So they had to go to the manufacturer and have them special order a large enough helmet to for this guy.
Yes, you'd think the military would have, like, all, just any size, every size.
Here's one from 1956.
Although you can't get in if you're a certain, like, don't you have to be certain, you have to be so high or so tall to get in?
I think so.
And maybe they don't take you if your head's too
big.
There's
a minimum and a maximum.
Is there a maximum?
They didn't take that into consideration.
I wonder if there is a maximum. I wonder if there is a too tall to be. What do you think, Michael?
It depends on your job. Yeah. Like David Robinson, the basketball player.
Yeah.
He couldn't go on
the subs
on ships because he was too tall.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because the doorways were only so big. And he wouldn't fit through the doorway.
I'm sure he's probably not fitting in the cockpit of a Tomcat 16 or something either.
No.
No, he's not doing that. All right, but so they finally got Big Old Head. Now, was how tall was Big Old Head, though?
He was only like 5'8".
So he just
had
that.
But he had a big old melon.
He had a big melon. Okay. Right, well, the military came through for him, though.
Yeah, right. It took about 3 months for him to finally get one in.
Was he good-humored about his head?
Oh, he was. He took it in good stride.
Yeah, you probably get used to it after a while. You know, when you're a kid, you hear it all, you know?
It's like the kid that had the hands like Andre the Giant and wants to play the violin or something. It's just not going to happen.
Thanks, Michael. Say hi to Matt in Arlington. What's going on, Matt? What do you got for us? Matt.
Morning.
Yeah, you're up. You're on with Brad and John. Go ahead. It sounds like you're in a snowstorm right now.
It's a cheap car.
A cheap car. Okay, all right. Now, you want to tell us about somebody who was
your brother?
A 5XL-er. Yeah, a 5XL-er.
My little brother, when he was 15 years old, I had to order a pair of fishing waders that were a 5XL.
At 15?
At 15?
What did that boy weigh?
He was well over 300 pounds. I don't remember. This was a few years back. I don't remember exactly his weight, but you know, he always wanted to be in sports and everything else, too. I told him if he ever made it into football, I'd buy every piece of equipment he needed. He just needed to get me season tickets for whatever team he played for.
But the fishing waders, I can imagine, they don't come in a whole bunch of sizes. You probably get three sizes of fishing waders.
Right. You know, I normally wear like a large, and he's, like I said, 5X. I had a special order of them. They're like $250 for a pair of waders so they can go fishing with me.
He was born to be a nose tackle. Is he still that size?
No, he's had that surgery, and he's shrunk down to normal size and healthy kid, but I still have those waders, and when I tell people they want to go fishing, I said, don't worry, I got waders for you. And they said, are they going to fit me? I said, yeah, just bring a belt or a piece of rope.
Bring a friend.
Yeah.
Get you both in there.
Three of your buddies fit in there.
Yeah, well, at least your brother could do something about his weight. Poor big old head
in
the Navy.
Head.
He couldn't do anything about his head.
He's stuck.
No shrinking the cranium. All right.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt. 360-733-5476.